This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Afghan authorities said Wednesday that a bombing attack that targeted Afghanistan's acting defense minister killed at least 8 people and wounded 20. The deputy minister was not hurt in the attack claimed by Taliban insurgents. The blast went off late Tuesday in a heavily guarded upscale neighborhood of the capital of Kabul. It was followed by a gun battle that also left 4 militants dead, authorities said. The interior minister spokesperson said the casualty toll could rise, and a Taliban spokesperson in a statement Wednesday claimed responsibility for the attack. The British Navy is warned of a potential hijack of a ship off the coast of the United Arab Emirates in the Gulf of Oman without elaborating. The incident Tuesday night comes amid heightened tensions between Iran and the West over its tattered nuclear deal and as commercial shipping in the region has found itself in the crosshairs over it. U.S. President Joe Biden chides Republican governors who are resisting virus mitigation rules. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has more.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has found legal authority for President Biden to declare a new 60-day eviction moratorium for areas where some 90% of the people live. The decision follows a 5-day protest by Missouri Democratic Congresswoman Cori Bush and others on the steps of the Capitol building.
Stand up and speak for those who are oftentimes saying, "Who speaks for me? Who speaks for me? Who listens?"
The rent crisis continued despite Congress providing some $47 billion in relief. The vast majority of the money has yet to get to renters and their landlords to stave off looming evictions. Tim McGuire, Washington.
If you'd like to know more about these or any of the stories of the day, visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. China has sealed off at least one city in an attempt to contain the resurgence of a fast-spreading COVID-19, marking China's worst coronavirus outbreak since the start of the pandemic a year and a half ago. Wednesday, dozens more cases were reported around the country. Now the country is on high alert as a cluster of cases caused by the Delta variant touched at least 17 provinces. After a hotspot grew from one city near a famed scenic area, officials issued an order that no one, whether tourist or resident, could leave. Vietnam will slash the duration of mandatory quarantine for foreign visitors from 2 weeks to just 7 days, its health ministry said Wednesday, as the Southeast Asian country battles its biggest COVID-19 outbreak yet. Foreign visitors who have tested negative for COVID-19 within 72 hours and have also been fully vaccinated would be permitted to quarantine for 7 days, Vietnam's health ministry said in a statement Wednesday. The statement did not say when the new policy would take effect. Vietnam successfully contained the virus for much of last year using a targeted testing and centralized quarantine program, but since late April has been faced with a surge in cases fueled by the highly contagious Delta variant. South Africa's Electoral Commission will apply to the Constitutional Court Wednesday for municipal elections in October to be postponed after an inquiry recommended a delay because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The commission chair told a news conference that all necessary documents had been prepared for the application and a new date would be sought to hold the elections before the end of February, tentatively the last Wednesday of the month. The municipal elections will test the electorate's sentiment following the COVID-19 pandemic and unrest triggered by the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma after he failed to appear before an anti-corruption inquiry. It was not immediately clear what impact a delay would have on the outcome of the elections. Southeast Asian foreign ministers on Wednesday picked Brunei's second foreign minister, Airuan Yusuf, as the special envoy to Myanmar in a breakthrough after months of delay for regional mediation to help end the country's deepening crisis. In a joint statement after their annual meeting, foreign ministers of the Association of Southeast Asians said Airuan will begin his work in Myanmar to, quote, build trust and confidence with full access to all parties concerned, end quote. Extreme temperatures in Greece fueled wildfires on the mainland and on an island near Athens Wednesday, a day after a blaze tore through a forest near the capital, leaving behind scorched earth and scores of gutted homes. All of this comes during Greece's worst heat wave in over 30 years. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.